Unit 7, High Tech, Dialogue 1. Okay, Ms. Taylor, let's go ahead and begin. First of all, tell me about your last job.
Well, as stated on my resume, I've worked for 5 years at High Tech Computers.
Okay, High Tech. And what do you know about computer networks and operating systems, including DOS, Windows, Macintosh OS, and Unix?
Well, I did come into contact with computers every night at my last job.
Huh. And how about website authoring skills? We are looking for someone to create and manage our company's website, which would include the development, configuration, and use of CGI scripts.
Webpage. Huh. I don't think I've read that book, and I'm afraid I've never used those CGI things.
Huh. And what about experience with Java or JavaScript?
Well, I think I've tried Java at a foreign coffee shop one time, if that's what you mean.
Okay, Ms. Taylor. I think I have all the information I need.
Oh, and I really like computer games. I play them every day.
Right. Thanks, Ms. Taylor. We'll be in touch.
Question 1. Where has Ms. Taylor worked for 5 years?
Question 2. What kind of operating system is not mentioned in the dialogue?
Question 3. What is Ms. Taylor familiar with?
Dialogue 2.
Technology invades every corner of our kids' lives. It has become increasingly difficult to help them develop a healthy relationship with it.
Yes, but the fact is our kids probably do need technology to do their homework, at least some of the time.
How can we help them recognize when technology is helping them study and when it's just derailing their productivity?
Firstly, I think we should choose educational apps carefully. Look for apps that encourage students to analyze information, make judgments, or create something new with their knowledge.
And how should we do with their phones?
Put the phone away. If possible, have the student use another computer or tablet for homework. Ideally, one that is not connected to the student's personal apps.
Parents should keep informed about what's out there, right?
Yes. Although it may feel impossible to keep up with all the latest technology platforms, parents need to stay clued into the role these innovations are playing in their teens' lives. Rather than lecturing them about the negative effects of technology, engage in a dialogue with your children about their media use. Teens will be much better able to make the critical decisions we would expect of them as they become reasonable adults.
Question 4. What are the speakers talking about?
Question 5. What kind of educational apps should we not choose for children?
Question 6. What should parents do in such an era of technology?